This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for the week of Friday, May 6th to Thursday, May 12th, 2005. As Israelis started celebrating their Independence Day, Palestinian areas were put under tight closure. Palestinians will be denied access to Jerusalem until May 14th, except in special humanitarian cases. Also, security inspections at dozens of military checkpoints within the Palestinian territories will be upgraded. At the same time, Palestinians commemorated the 57th anniversary of the Nakba, the catastrophe that marked the beginning of their exile and the destruction of around 420 Palestinian villages in 1948. A siren sounded throughout the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and all stood for a minute of silence as an expression of mourning. Palestinians living in Israel commemorated the Nakba through mass pilgrimages to destroyed Palestinian villages. The past 2 weeks witnessed a constant series of checkpoint closures on Palestinian areas as Israelis continued to celebrate religious and national holidays. On Monday, the Israeli army and police imposed a strict closure in Jerusalem from the early morning onwards and barred thousands of residents from reaching the Al-Aqsa Mosque in order to prevent their participation in a protest against the repeated threats of Jewish extremist groups against the mosque and the attempts of the Revava group to attack it. The Wafa news agency reported the soldiers fired gas bombs and concussion grenades at the residents and severely clubbed and punched a number of youth. Dozens of residents were injured in the old city of Jerusalem, one seriously when a special military unit of the Israeli army attacked hundreds of residents near one of the gates of Al-Aqsa Mosque. In an interview with IMEMC, Sheikh Hassan Youssef of Hamas said that the Jewish extremists will repeat their attempt to attack Al-Aqsa Mosque since they are protected by the Israeli government.
هذا الأمر في ذهنية وعقلية المتطرفين اليهود الذين هم يتحركون بحماية ورعاية حكومة الاحتلال الإسرائيلي.
This is in their mentality. The Jewish extremists move under the protection of the Israeli government. They believe Al-Aqsa is built on top of the Jewish temple, which is not true. There is no evidence to this claim. All the excavations and the investigations they carried out did not prove any of their claims. This means that Al-Aqsa is in danger, and they are waiting for the right moment to destroy the mosque and build their alleged temple.
Also on Monday, Israeli Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom, after a meeting with the Palestinian Interior Affairs in West Jerusalem, called for reconsidering the disengagement plan in light of Hamas's growing political clout. But Israel's defense minister, Shaul Mofaz, dismissed Shalom's proposal, saying that Israel should go ahead with disengagement regardless of Palestinian election results. Saleh Al-Naami, a political analyst from Gaza, questioned the Israeli government's seriousness in implementing the disengagement plan.
Statement by Israeli Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom and decision by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to delay the disengagement plan raise lots of questions on the Israeli government's seriousness in implementing the disengagement plan.
On Tuesday, in a speech to the inaugural Arab South American Summit in Brasilia, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas questioned Israel's belief in democracy in reaction to Shalom's proposal. Abbas also criticized Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's decision to postpone the withdrawal from Gaza. And on Wednesday, the South American Arab Summit closed with a declaration giving support to the Palestinians in their fight for an independent state and calling for the dismantling of all Jewish settlements and the wall being built in the West Bank. Meanwhile, military incursions continued. Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers fired at dozens of homes in both the Austrian neighborhood and Western refugee camp west of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip. A local source in Khan Yunis reported that soldiers stationed at military camps surrounding Neve Dekalim settlements fired at homes in the area, causing damage but no injuries. Also on Thursday, Israeli soldiers held dozens of workers at a military checkpoint near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya. A local source in Qalqilya reported that soldiers stationed near the eastern gate of the separation wall stopped the workers while they were trying to cross the gate and attacked them after forcing them to the wall. Several workers were forced to lay on the ground for long periods before they were released. And on the Lebanese border, a Katyusha rocket that was presumably fired from southern Lebanon exploded Wednesday night in the northern Israeli town of Shlomi, causing damage to a local bakery, but no casualties. As a result of the incident, Independence Day celebrations in the area were called off. Israel held Lebanon responsible for the attack. However, earlier this week, Israel fired an artillery shell into Lebanon, but the army claimed it was a mistake. And today, Israeli radio reported that shells fell at a military outpost in the occupied Sheba Farms region. No immediate reports on casualties were released. The Hezbollah-affiliated Al-Manar TV said the group attacked the military position along the border in response to earlier Israeli attacks. Meanwhile, in the Gaza Strip, the Islamic Resistance Movement Hamas said that it would retaliate to any Israeli evasions or attacks against Palestinian activists in the area. Moshir Al-Masri, Hamas's media spokesperson, said that the movement is committed to a truce insofar as it serves the interests of the Palestinian people, but it will not stand still if Israel carries out any attacks. Al-Masri was commenting on reports saying that Hamas called its fighters to be ready to counter any possible Israeli invasion, and that the movement is improving its capabilities and the abilities of its fighters. And in Ramallah, the PA Ministry of the Interior and the National Security Office said that the latest Israeli statements concerning possible invasions negatively affects stability and security in the area. It also warned Israel that its actions are weakening the Palestinian efforts to achieve stability, which also threatened the Palestinian internal agreements arrived at during the Cairo talks. Also this week, the Palestinian Prisoner Society reported that the Israeli army arrested 800 Palestinians since the Sharm el-Sheikh agreements in February 2005. The society added that administrative detainees who finished their detention period were not released. 65 detainees have received renewed detention orders since February. As well, throughout the past week, the Israeli settlers staged several attacks against the Palestinians and their farmlands. Thursday, in the small village of Salem, 7 kilometers east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus, a group from the Alon Moreh settlement burnt dozens of dunams planted with olive trees, causing considerable losses. As well, 70-year-old Salem resident Sami Mustafa Hamdan was badly beaten by a group of settlers that attacked him while he was heading to his field near the village. Also on Thursday, in a move seen as provocative, Israeli settlers entered 2 Palestinian villages and refused to leave when ordered to do so by the Israeli army, Israeli media sources reported. A source said that settlers deliberately marched into the Palestinian villages of Rumin near Tukaram and Ain Badan, east of Nablus. The army had to send large forces, including special forces, to evacuate them, the source reported. The settlers then continued their march to the settlement of Sanur, slated for evacuation under the disengagement plan. Meanwhile, another 40 yeshiva students from the Alon Moreh settlement entered the nearby Palestinian village of Ain Badan during a march to Homesh, another settlement slated to be evacuated under the disengagement plan. And in an update on the issue of the absorption of wanted Palestinians into Palestinian Authority security forces, Abdul Fattah Hamayel, chair of the Committee for Deportees and Wanted Palestinians, reported the PA had absorbed 200 Palestinians that claimed to be wanted by the Israeli security forces in the West Bank cities of Jericho and Tulkarm. Hamayel said that those 200 handed over their weapons to the PA, joined the security forces, and function now under PA control. According to Sharm agreements, Israel must withdraw from 5 major cities in the West Bank and hand them over to the Palestinians to enable the PA to solve problems of the wanted and deported Palestinians. Hamayel confirmed that the PA is ready to absorb all the wanted Palestinians into its security forces in every city Israel hands over.
We settled the issue of the wanted fighters in both Jericho and Tulkarim, where the Palestinian Authority is in control. We are fully ready to settle the issue of other fighters in other areas as soon as Israel hands over these areas to the Palestinian Authority. It is unreasonable to settle their issue while they are not under the Palestinian Authority's control.
And from the international community, the U.S. Episcopal Church, with 2.3 members, is the second U.S.-based church to reconsider donations from companies that do business with Israel. The Presbyterian Church, with 2.4 million members, also has a study underway that could lead to divestments. Similarly, the World Council of Churches, the main body uniting non-Catholic Christians, encouraged its members earlier this year to sell off investments in companies that make money from the Israeli occupation. For the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org, in Beit Sahur, Palestine, this is Shari Adams.